Good morning. Yom Aleph, the Parshas Korach, Yaakov Yishua Adonah. Night to start, Be'ez Hashem, with a bit of a short Dvar Halacha, and we'll move across in Mitzvah Hashem to Dvar Agoda on this week's Parsha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a letter of recent that due to the situation, the Baruch Hashem, the Bata Midrashim, are starting slowly to reopen. People are able to daven Betzibba after a long break of not being able to daven Betzibba. Therefore, it's appropriate to use this chizik to try and be mischazik in Inyanei Tefillah in Bebis HaMedrash. Davening in Bebis HaMedrash, which is Krum Zulus, Chazal Sey, Dvarim Oimdim Berumba Shel Olam, refers to Tefillah, and people generally tend, b'meshach hazman, we go every day, three times a day into the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore to an extent, the person doesn't give the right hashivas to tefillah in the Beis HaMedrash. See, in Reb Chaim, in his letter, he writes that one should try to use this opportunity, use this chizik, to give extra kedusha, extra care to the covered, the kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash. So let's go through the very basic halachas of what's mutter and what's asa to do in the Beis HaMedrash. One tends to think that the Beis HaKnesses is a place where people only go there to daven, unlike the Beis HaMedrash, where people learn over there, and the Beis HaKnesses has more kedusha than the Beis HaMedrash. Everybody knows the certain halachas which are only mutter in the Beis HaMedrash and are also in the Beis HaKnesses. And people think, if that's the case, it must be that Beis HaKnesses has more kedusha than the Beis HaMedrash. But that isn't the case. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and in the Gemara Megillah, it's clear that, as a matter of fact, the Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses, which is there only for Tefillah, if a person wants to sell it, or a person wants to change it, he wants to turn it into a Beis HaMedrash, it's also. A Beis HaKnesses has its kedusha, but a Beis HaMedrash, which is a place where people learn, has a far bigger kedusha, a greater kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. You want to sell a Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to, because the kedusha of Beis HaMedrash is greater. Nevertheless, there are certain kulas, certain halachas, where it's only mutter in a Beis HaMedrash and not in a Beis HaKnesses, because a Beis HaMedrash is a place where a person learns, and a person spends many, many hours of the day over there, and as it says in the Gemara, Talmud Chacham, that spends his time in the Beis HaMedrash. Were we to say that you're not allowed to eat in the Beis HaMedrash, were we to say you're not allowed to drink in the Beis HaMedrash, then were we to say you're not allowed to sleep at all in the Beis HaMedrash, then the Talmud Chacham would have to leave the Beis HaMedrash to go home to do his basic needs. And therefore Chazal allowed a person who's Torah Umlasai, a person who spends a lot of time in the Beis HaMedrash, to be makel, that he's allowed to eat and drink in the Beis HaMedrash only because we don't want to cause him extra bittul Torah. But that doesn't mean that the Beis HaMedrash has less kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. Faket, a Beis HaMedrash has more kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. There are five categories of speech. Five diburim, which the Rambam writes in Ovis on the Mishnah, Peik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin. He says, on the Mishnah, Shimon b'noi oime, Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon Gamil, said, Kol yomai godalti bein hachachomim, v'lemotzosi laguf toiv mishzike. I didn't find a better remedy for success, better remedy in order to find myself not being nichshel and averus, rather than just keeping myself to refrain from speaking. Kol yomai gedalti bein hachachomim, v'lemotzosi laguf toiv mishzike. A person to be silent, not to speak more than he needs to, that's the healthiest thing for a person. And on that mission over there, the Rambam writes that you should know, if you want to categorize speech, you can categorize it into five different categories. He brings down the Chochem. Chochem says there's four categories, and the Rambam says, no, I'd like to say that there's a fifth one. What are the five categories, says the Rambam? One is called Dibur Shel Mitzvah. Dibur Shel Mitzvah means where the person, by speaking, he's mekayim a mitzvah, kriyas haTorah, limud haTorah, all these things, the person uses his mouth to say these diburim, it's a dibur shel mitzvah. There's something, says the Rambam, the second category, that's also, it's also to do, says the Rambam. What does that refer to? If a person says, Eid Sheker, he testifies something which isn't true. A person says rechilas, lashon hara, klala, he curses somebody, he says nibul peh, lashon hara, all these things, that comes under dibur shel issa. Then the Rambam says the third one, that's called dov amos, dibur amos. Dibur amos means a person says something, you can't say he's doing something wrong, but it's dibur shel mabakach. He's saying, he's talking, but not really much to Ellis over there, he's discussing the news, something which doesn't benefit the person here, either the person speaking or the person listening to him. He's not over Nisa, but he's wasting his time. For Pachke the Tzai, that's called Dovah Mos, Dibur Shel Mos. Then there's Dibur Ho'ov, the Rambam says that's a fifth category. If a person says, makes a person feel good, he talks about Dvom Shel Seichel, how people can improve themselves, he talks about Inyone Derech Eretz, a person should improve his middos. These things is called Dibur Ho'ov, nice speech. And then there's Dibur Muta. Dibur Muta is, it doesn't come under the other four categories. It's not mitzvah, it's not asa, it's not mos, it's not ov, but it's muta. A person wants to discuss any other business. A person wants to discuss which builder to use. All these things, it's called Diburim Shel Muta, Diburim Shel Heta. Person's allowed to discuss these things. It's muta for him to discuss it. You can't say that when he's doing it, when he's discussing these things, he's mekayem a mitzvah. Now, when we discuss in Yonei B'Semedrash, that speech which is muta in the B'Semedrash, or B'Sekineses, which Diburim are muta and which Diburim are asa? So, as we mentioned, there are certain things which are muta to do in the B'Semedrash more than the B'Sekineses. A B'Semedrash, because a person who spends his time learning in the B'Semedrash would cause him Betel Torah if it have to leave in order to go and eat and drink outside the Beis HaMedrash. Does that mean automatically that he's allowed to talk his Diburim, which he needs to speak in the Beis HaMedrash as well? If he needs to ask somebody, till what time is the bank open? What's doing in this shop? I would like to know the times. I'd like to know where somebody's coming to town. I'd like to know where to meet him over here. These are Diburim, Diburim Shel Heta. Does that mean that the same way as the Beis HaMedrash is muta, because if we were mechayev a person to go out of the Beis HaMedrash, it would cause him Betel Torah, therefore automatically these Diburim are muta in the Beis HaMedrash? Would one say no? The only thing that's muta to do in the Beis HaMedrash is Diburim which has a Te'eles, but Diburim which doesn't have a Te'eles, it's really not matim, it's not befitting to be in the Beis HaMedrash, and the only reason why we should be mate is because if you're not going to be mate, it's going to cause Betel Torah, then that's also in the Beis HaMedrash. Now Chofetz Chaim, in his Akdoma, to Sefer Chofetz Chaim, when he discusses all the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs leis asay, a person is over, if he talks Lashon Hara, so in Essen, Zion, he writes that if a person talks Lashon Hara in the Beis HaMedrash, it's much more chomu, because it's over in B'doshai Tiro, a person has to be mechabed the Beis HaMedrash, and Chofetz Chaim says if a person in Paltun Shemelech, in the palace of the Melech, talks Lashon Hara, that means he shows that I don't believe really this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's palatin, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's palace. Because if I wouldn't talk in his palace things which would disturb the Melech. Somebody comes in the Melech's palace and says things which would get the Melech annoyed, obviously he doesn't appreciate the Koich of the Melech. So if a person talks Lashon Hara in the Beis HaMedrash, he's Mevaze in the covered of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's over the Issa Mekdosh Tiro, says the Rambam. However, there are certain things that are muta in the Beis HaMedrash. To eat and drink in the Beis HaMedrash for somebody who is there bekvias is muta. And the Rambam says, and the Chofetz Chaim finishes off, he says, I'm not sure what the halacha is about Diburim. Ule'inyon stam Diburim, she'inom she'letzonis, le'tamot chochem be'Beis HaMedrash, ayim b'mashter kusavnu be'ezah Hashem b'chele gimel. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Zakdoma to say for Chofetz Chaim, but if you want to know what the halacha is when it comes to Diburim, which is not Dibur Shel Asa, but Talmud Chacham wants to do it, he needs to do it, whether he's allowed to do it in the Beis HaMedrash, we should get up and discuss it outside the Beis HaMedrash. The Chofetz Chaim says, Alomit Hashem, write about it in Chele Gimel. Now this Chele Gimel, we went Zoicha to the Chofetz Chaim writing or explaining elsewhere what it means, but what we do have from the Chofetz Chaim is in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. In Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, where the Chofetz Chaim discusses the halachas of the Beis HaMedrash, and there would seem from the Chofetz Chaim that when it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to say Sicha B'Teila in the Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to say the Vom which are also in the Beis HaMedrash, nevertheless, on there the Chofetz Chaim says it means Sicha B'Teila, but Sicha, which is Sicha Schulin, which a person needs a Tzorech Panosa, also a person should try and refrain from it. Der Lashon Chofetz Chaim is Haina afilu sichas chulin shei letzorech panosa the bechutz shori outside the besamedrash, a person isn't allowed to speak it. Nevertheless, the besamedrash osetz osa. Chofetz Chaim feizois, therefore, somebody who's medaktik should be careful not to stalk the von betalim in the besamedrash. The Lashon Chofetz Chaim is Ayore v'choreid l'tvar Hashem Yosim tomid einov v'liboy l'zeh. You should be careful, you should be alert. Shalei ledabe shum devarim b'teilim b'bisa kineses. You shouldn't talk any devarim b'teilim in the b'bisa kineses. U b'bisa medesh in the b'bisa medesh. V'amokim hazeh yeh muyuchat etzloi rak l'teire tefillah. It's very interesting. The Chofetz Chaim says a person should be careful not to talk, even in the b'bisa medesh, devarim which are either sicha b'teila, which is not osa, but stam sicha schulin, or even things which are letzeich panosa. But he doesn't say it's an Issa. So it would seem the Chofetz Chaim wasn't clear about it. Doesn't mean that there's an Issa. Well, like the Chofetz Chaim says in Zakdoma to Chofetz Chaim, that for somebody who's learning a B'Semedesh, should be way we to tell him to go out B'Semedesh to cause him B'tel Torah, therefore it's mutter for him. Chofetz Chaim just gives a general guidance that a person should be careful to try and refrain from Diburim, which are extra and not vital, not that you need it there in the B'Semedesh, to talk in the B'Semedesh. If you need it, then you're allowed to do it. Anything extra, a person should try and refrain from it. Now, there are two heterim to Diburim in the B'Semedesh. One heter, Dibush al B'Semedesh, even if it's not Dibush al Torah, is what the Tashbats writes. He says the Rami Rothenberg used to go around in the shul and used to ask people how they are. Now, ask them and they'll call them up to the phone after davening. Says the Tashbats, you see from the morale, and the Lerabba says the same, that to talk in the B'Semedrash, the Vorim, which are Mechazik people, if a person comes to shul and nobody bats an eyelid, nobody looks at him, nobody asks him how you are, nobody asks him how you're recovering, how's your business recovering now from Corona, and he goes in and out and nobody asks, nobody shows an interest, then he feels a shtickle neglected. The person goes up to him and gives him this good feeling and asks him how he is, then faket, that's considered the dibur shel mitzvah. That's part of a davening in the B'Semedrash, is to do these diburim in the B'Semedrash. Another heter, which the poskim say is just like a B'Semedrash, our butter kinesios, a lot of them we allow to have achila shtia in the B'Semedrash, because we say it's built, it's built lechatchila to be mate these essentials, because otherwise you can't have a B'Semedrash. And our bottom midrashim, we allow ourselves to make a kiddush in the B'Semedrash, even though it should be osa, because it's built lechatchila adai tadochi. So too say the poskim, that a person to do the minimum talk in the B'Semedrash is adai tadochi. That's the way the B'Semedrash is built, having in mind that a person to do his basic dibur is mutter in the B'Semedrash. However, say the poskim, that's only if the minimum talk that's needed in order for B'Semedrash to exist, to ask a person how he is, how's it going, the minimum. But a person to get caught up in a discussion in the B'Semedrash, a person has to know he's running into shailas of Mekdoshe Tiro, there's a Mevazeh, the Kedusha of the B'Semedrash. So now back to Halacha, when we go back to our bottom Midrashim, of course a person has to know that Miat Sicha, even a person has to try and be Memayit in Sicha, but the Gaon says Miat Sicha, every person, Mishnah didn't say no sikha at all. It says mere sikha. A person should try and minimize his speech. But every person needs it. Every person likes and feels comforted when somebody goes up to him, when you speak to somebody else. That's the way Kehillah runs, and that's healthy for B'Semedrash. However, the extra speech, the long discussions, something which could be done outside the B'Semedrash, discussing business, which is perhaps a shtickel bizoin for the B'Semedrash, a person when going back to the B'Semedrash has to try and be mechazik himself. There's going in Paltun Shemelech. Paltin Shemelech, that's the palace of the king. And if we want our tefillahs to be niskabel, we have to give the B'Semedrash the extra kedusha and show the respect, show that we realize it's a mockum for the Shechina, and only then will our tefillahs mitzvah be niskabel properly. This week's Sedra Parshas Korach, one tends to always talk about the Indian of Machlekes, but there's another important point which one can learn from the Machlekes of Korach. Besides for the severity, the repercussions that it caused the machlokes at the time of Korach of Chalodosa against Moshe Rabbeinu, but we see the negias that a person has. A person is required to have bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And not only is it required, not only is it a chiv, a person has bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam conducts his life in a different way, and a zeicha to different shmir from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Va'beteach ba'Hashem chesed yisei vevenu. A person has bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then automatically will be surrounded by chesed of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But if a person puts his negias into the picture, then he thinks, oh, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is not looking after me the way he ought to, the way I deserve, the way other people get. A person's negias blinds him from being able to see the chesed that the Rebbeinu Shleilam does to him. The person puts his negias aside and only has strip bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then he's zeichet to the shmir of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Someone once told me a taich, a beautiful taich, he says, Bakirach, he put on the 250 people to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, they put on the talises, they put on the talis, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, talis shekule tcheles, is it chayv betzitzes or is it potter betzitzes? And of course Moshe Rabbeinu told him, even if it's kule tcheles, I'll be still mechuyav to put tzitzes and to put tcheles on the talis. And the person asked, why did he put them, why was he malbish them? Why did he tell them all to wear talises before to go went to Moshe Rabbeinu? He should have gone in and asked the shayla, we know what talis looks like. We know what chutim look like. We know what talis shatcheles is. He should have gone and asked Moshe Rabbeinu. A talis shatcheles is chayv betzitzes. And the person said a beautiful vort. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu wearing these talises, these talis shatcheles. Wearing it, they went obviously with the talis shatcheles without any chutim on it. And they went to the Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked him, such a talis, is it really mechuyav betzitzes? Is it not mechuyav betzitzes? Now, what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Moshe Rabbeinu tell them, of course, no enough minute the talis is tcheles, it still needs to have Abba Kamfis with Chutim in each one of the Knofis. But they came to Moshe Rabbeinu without wearing a beged, without tzitzis on it. And now Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, this beged that you're wearing is a beged which is mechuyav betzitzis, and you're wearing it without having tzitzis on it. Immediately you have to go and put tzitzis on it. By hearing the tshuva, the reply of Moshe Rabbeinu, means they were telling themselves, hey, we're wearing a talis which doesn't have tzitzis on it. So Korach made a matzav that each one of these 250 people came to Moshe Rabbeinu with negias, because Moshe Rabbeinu's psak is telling them they're being oven issa, they're wearing a talis without tcheles, without tzitzis on it. A person who has negias is blinded. Korach gave them an eitzah to go to Moshe Rabbeinu with a talis which doesn't have tzitzis on it, because if a person is blinded, they won't be able to see the truth in the teretz of Moshe Rabbeinu. The chokhmah of a person is to try and put his negias aside, to be able to see the picture in its full scope, see the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, see the av of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, see how the Rebbeinu Shleilam is looking after a person, and put his negias aside. As soon as a person's negias is involved, his bitochum won't be the same, his emunah won't be the same, and he won't be able to see the av of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Gaon used to say, Taich in the Pasuk, Chofetz Chaim used to say, over b'shem agro, ki b'cho orutz gedud, over lekai adalek shor. With you, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Mefarshim say, you, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, are saying Shemus of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But the Gaon said, it says, Ki b'cho orutz gedud, with you, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, if I find myself close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, I have emunah in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Ki b'cho orutz gedud, I'll be able to go over all the boundaries, all the borders, nothing will be able to refrain me from getting to the place I want to. Because the person's bitochen, that gives him the koyach, and that gives him the zchus, in order to be able to withstand all the nisyonos. The Mefarshim say, Boike v'yeda Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach, even though at now we can't see the drachim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, but Boike is a remez, lasid lavoi, v'yeda Hashem es Hasheloi, a person will be able to have the right cook, the Rebbeinu Shleilam will show him how everything was done, the Teva Senu. Boike, referring not to the next tomorrow, referring to the long tomorrow, the lasid lavoi, v'yeda Hashem es Hasheloi, the Rebbeinu Shleilam will let us know the cheshbonus behind everything. If a person goes through these matzavim, all his nesiyonos, and he realizes he's only part of a big picture, we don't know where we come from, we don't know where we know where we're heading to, but we don't know what we have to be mesakin, we don't know how the Rebbeinu Shleilam is doing everything l'tevaseinu, then it makes it much easier to have bitochen than the Rebbeinu Shleilam. A person has bitochen, he's automatically treated better by the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I'd like to say a ma'aser, finish off with a ma'aser, but before the ma'aser, just to be makdim, a short zach that I heard somebody in Eretz Yisrael, in Besmedrash, Iskevich, everybody knows, the Shtibelch over there in Bnei Barak, somebody was there, Kamagal, the Besmedrash, and somebody went up to him and said, are you the person that gave that shir not so long ago, the Divrei Chizuk somewhere? He said, yeah, it was me. He said, you said a beautiful vort. I remember the kasha, but I don't remember what the tshuva was. The kasha he said was, that when we say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, we say Shalom Aleichem, Boyachem, Borchuni, and we finish off Tzitzchem L'Sholem. Why do we say Tzitzchem L'Sholem? The kasha that all the Mefarshim off ask, let the Malachim remain over here together with us for the Suda. Why do we say Tzeisrim L'Shalom, that they should leave L'Shalom in peace? I remember the Kasha, but what was the Tshuva? They said, I'll tell you what the Tshuva was. The Tshuva was a marshal to a Melech, whose son was leaving him, was traveling away to a different country, and the Melech made a beautiful Suda. But it wasn't a Suda where everybody was invited for, it was just for the Melech together with his son, the Nonta Mishpacha. And when he left the town over there to go to the Suda, the out of town, the hut where they'd meet the Suda, so he was accompanied first by all the Sarim and the soldiers, all prayer people came together with him in order to accompany him to the Suda. But when he had the Suda, it was only the Melech there together with his son. The Nonta Suda is only two people themselves. He said, the Malachim on Friday night, Avada, we welcome in all the Malachim, the Shmira, B'mikshalom Aleichem, B'yachem L'shalom, B'chuni L'shalom. But now when I'm having my Suda together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, only the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Yaseischem L'shalom, now I feel my comfort, only direct, the Ribbono Shel Olam on Unsalein, the person has the Suda Shabbos, Yaseischem L'shalom, let me be together with the Melech myself. The person, this Maggid, who had said the vort, and reminded the person who had listened to him, he said, I reminded him, but that vort was so needed for me at this time, the Tzeischem L'Shalom, to remind myself, as Yah, Avada, a person has Malachim and Shmiris, and is always surrounded by extra love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Tzeischem L'Shalom, a person who always has to feel, it's me and the Ribbono Shel Olam myself, all the extras are only there to accompany me, to help me. Of a person has to go through the day, through the week, through the life, feeling as Tzeischem L'Shalom, it's there, it's only me and the Ribbono Shel Olam myself. And a person feels that comfort, that non-kait with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he has the protection of a Petach B'Hashem Chesed Yosef Avenu. I'd like to finish with a Maisa that I saw last week. A Maisa, which Maisa's was a Maisa of recent. It had the name attached and it goes into detail. It's already getting late. I'm going to just say the Maisa B'Kitzah. But somebody to Kezach, that person can see how the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though he thinks he's doing something, he doesn't realize that the driving force behind it is the Ribbono Shel Olam planning everything for him. Rabbi Yitzchok Fried, a Yid in Kiryat Tzar, in Kiryat Gat in Eretz Yisrael, when he was a boy of 9 years old, he had an appendix operation. Being a child, a nine-year-old boy, of course it was very major for him, an appendix means a knife, an operation, and Baruch Hashem was successful, but when he recovered from his operation, he said, you know, every day, when it comes to the day I had my operation, which was Ches Sivan, I'm always going to make a Siyam. As the first year, as a child, when he reached the first Yahrzeit, as a 10-year-old Ches Sivan, he made a Siyam on a Perek of Mishnayos, next year a Perek of Gomorrah, and so through, went through year after year, always making a Siyam on Ches Sivan, because that's the way, that's the day there's had his operation was successful. He grew older, at Chasnagat, and it's Kavana Kabbalah, that he was going to make a Siyam. And it was, he brought into the Shtibel, into the Besmedrish, some cake, and people asked him why. He said, yes, I have gemacht a Siyam, favos. He explained, I made a Siyam especially today because as a child I had operation. Then as the years went on, he decided it's a bit embarrassing. People ask me, what am I making the Siyam for? Ches Sivan, as a child, years ago, he had an appendix operation. I mean, Baruch Hashem. Yes, it was successful, but for year after year, to make appendix operation, where even people who participated in the Siyam probably themselves also had the same thing, and it's not the most severe operation. He felt a bit embarrassed, but he didn't know what to do about it. He had a Kabbalah. He said, he's always going to make a Siyam. He'd done it for so many years. Perhaps it's a Chazakah. Should I stop it? Should I not? He wasn't sure what to do. Now this, Rabbi Yitzchok Fried had a grandfather we'd heard a very lot about. A grandfather who was a Kosovo Yid, who was very close to the Kosovo Rebbes. He lived in the town Kosovo, and he was always, as a boy and as a younger man, he was always this boy from the Hadrocha, from the Elichkeit, he'd heard about his grandfather. One day somebody came up to him and asked him for a nice truma for a certain stock organization, and he said, you know what, I'll give you a nice nesina, but and I'm going to give it Ilunishmas, my grandfather. My grandfather, he says the name over there, it was called Rav Avraham Motcha Palbaboim. His grandfather wanted to give him something Ilunishmas. But he didn't know his grandfather's father's name. This was his grandfather. It actually wasn't his grandfather, it was his Elta Zeda, his grandmother's grandfather. He'd heard so much about him, but he wanted to give an Ilunishmas the name of his grandfather. So he looked up in a sefer, which a cousin of his had brought out. And he looked in the preface in the Akdama, and it said the name of the his grandfather and the grandfather's father, and he gave the money in the Shmosei. But he was struck by something they saw in the Akdama of the Sefer. It said Rav Motcha, and his name and his yotzeit was Ches Sivan. Ches Sivan, the day where he had always been making his siyum every year, when he made Ches Sivan, his siyum for his appendix, Ches Sivan was the yotzeit of his grandfather. And then he reminded himself of something Mordechai Story had heard of his grandfather. His grandfather was in Kosovo at the time when the Second World War and the Nazis, Yimach Shomom, had rounded up, person turned into a ghetto, and they rounded up the whole town, and they were about, Chmol Islam, to execute all of them. But a few days before that, he was informed by an Hungarian officer what was about to happen. He had done a tova years earlier, this Rav Motcha, to an Hungarian police officer, quite a powerful officer, and he wanted to inform him, you know, that in a few days' time you're going to be rounded up, or therefore you should be prepared, and perhaps I can help you, perhaps I can do something for you. This Rav Motcha said, you know what, you want to do me a favor, do me a favor. Instead of it being, try and delay it as much as possible. It's supposed to be maybe tomorrow, the day after, try and delay it for a few more days in order for, that's the chesed you can do to repay me for what you've done to me. That's the favor you can do to me. The day they were about to be rounded up, the day Nebuchadnezzar was killed by Kiddush Hashem, somebody met this Rav Motcha, and he was walking around with a medical smile on his face. And this person who, Baruch Hashem, who met him and managed to survive the war, said, he asked Rav Motcha, why are you so happy? You know what's coming our way, why are you so happy? He said, today, ich hab zeche gewen to be Messiah Shas for the fourth time. And when I asked that officer to delay it, and because b'schus me, the deportation or the execution was delayed by a few days, it was only because I knew I had a few more daf to finish of Masih Mashas for the fourth time. And Baruch Hashem, today I was Messiah Shas for the fourth time. And Mamel, I'm going around with a Moedik HaSimcha on my face. And this Enikil thought to himself, Ches Sivan, Avada, that was the time I was always making my siyum. I thought it was because of my appendix. I thought it was to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for that. I was embarrassed. I was thinking maybe I should stop it already. I'm already an older person. Perhaps it's not so befitting to tell people I'm making L'chaim, a siyum before an appendix. Little did he realize that that was the yotzeit of his Elter Zeder, somebody who was Moser Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, somebody who wanted to remain in this world only in order to make a siyum. Somebody who asked not to save me, garnished, for Messiah Zayin Shas, for the Feta Mol. And b'schus them, at Ha'enikil, not realizing, of every year on the Yotzeit, Ches Sivan, Machnocham Olasim, Machnocham Olasim, Machnocham Olasim, and not realizing it went b'schus the Grace of Zayda. If we'd realize that we're part of the greater picture, we think, yeah, we don't realize why the Baruch Hashem is doing it to us. When there is freer, on Tzchusim when there is freer, and even its hardships, it's only in order to bring us to the grace of Geula at the end. Then Babatech Bashem Chesed Yisei Vavenu will put our Negias aside to be able to see the light of the Baruch Hashem. Then Mitzvah Hashem will all be Zeicha to the Moedik Hashmira, to the Moedik Hashlighting Mitzvah Hashem of B'Yisgel Tzedek, Mehev Yomino Chomei.
Too long.
It doesn't matter, it might start late. Start late, you come back and go, it doesn't have to be second.
No,
close
it. Going straight.
Close it.
Sounded good, but I didn't...
Mammy,
yeah,
who's this for, Mammy?
Yeah, very good.
Mammy, who's that from?
Just it off here, just stays on, yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Mammy, who's it from? That thing.
From a man.
Who's that from? This thing. Tati, what is it? Tati, who?